You might remember the Russia-Georgia War in 2008. Our next guest is credited for playing an instrumental role shaping the Defense Department's response to that war. Mark Simakovsky is DOD's country director for Georgia and Moldova. During the war, he was responsible for promoting U.S. interests in that region and helping prevent further instability. His work has earned him a spot as a finalist for a Service to America Medal from the Partnership for Public Service, and he joins us now to explain his role with the Pentagon. Good morning to you, sir. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about your role during that war between Russia and Georgia. What were you doing? Tell us about what you were up to there.
I serve as the country director for Georgia and Moldova in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and my main role is to provide advice and support to Defense Department principals who are ultimately the decision makers and implementers of U.S. foreign policy in the region. So during the days and months leading up to the war, I reported on events as they occurred and analyzed them, taking information from our embassy on the ground in Georgia, and then working with my fellow Defense Department colleagues to shape policy advice to the Secretary of Defense and the people that work for him in the key political positions in the Pentagon.
And what are some of the options the Pentagon might be considering based on this information when there's something going on between two unfriendly neighbors but not really involving the United States?
The Department of Defense continues, obviously, to play a role when there's ever a critical decision in U.S. foreign policy and principals are sitting around the table and helping shape the U.S. response. Obviously, the U.S. was interested in trying to prevent instability in the region. We had a key relationship with Georgia, which was a partner, and an important relationship as well with Russia, which is an important partner in the United States. So I would say the weeks and months leading up to the war, we supported diplomatic efforts between the two countries. And unfortunately, when crisis did break out, figuring out how to support the president's interest, which was to prevent instability. And part of that was sending in humanitarian aid to the Georgian people and as well working with our State Department colleagues to seek a diplomatic solution to the crisis.
Are you still working with that in that capacity with the Pentagon?
I am. I continue to operate as the country director 2 years on after the war in August of 2008.
So how has that role changed then? What do you do now?
I still continue working with the Georgian Ministry of Defense. The United States is deeply involved in helping reform the Georgian military. Georgia is seeking NATO membership. They have a developing military that's seeking to integrate along Euro-Atlantic lines. Also, Georgia plays a critical role in our efforts in Afghanistan. They've got 1,000 troops deployed with the United States in Afghanistan, serving alongside U.S. and NATO forces. So over the last few months and years, we've been helping train and help them deploy so they can support our efforts in Afghanistan. So there's a lot of things going on now in that sense.
We're speaking with Mark Simakovsky. He's the country director for Georgia and Moldova at the United States Department of Defense's Office of the Secretary. And how did you come by your interest in Georgia? I mean, the average person couldn't find Georgia on a map. They probably couldn't even find Georgia, USA. So what is the source of your interest in this particular country?
I've always been interested in the region. My parents are actually immigrants from the Soviet Union. And when they left and I was the first person in my family born in the United States, I obviously felt a bridge back to my former homeland. And I channeled that through my interest in foreign relations and history of the region. And when I was in graduate school here at Georgetown, I saw the president of Georgia speak after the Rose Revolution. And I drew interest into a region that was at a cross-section of some of the things I'm interested in. Security, energy issues, war and peace. And Georgia was a little country that had a lot of big problems and a lot of big interest among large nations. Russia and Georgia and the United States all were kind of deeply enmeshed in the post-Cold War era in that region. And this little country represented a lot of the things that I'm interested in. And I ended up actually living there after graduate school for a year.
And you are a SAMMY's finalist because of your body of work. Do you have advice for other federal workers who may be striving toward that brass ring?
I think, you know, there's so many federal workers that deserve this award. And many of us work tirelessly behind the scenes, behind the shadows. I think most of federal workers prefer it that way. They believe in their mission. They believe in the call to service. My only advice is to keep doing what federal employees always do, which is work their hardest, work their best, and I think it will be recognized. I mean, for me, it was a shock. It was a surprise. Frankly speaking, I was doing my job, and I was doing a job that was necessary, and I'm very proud of my work during that time and since.
And what about the State Department? Do you work with them during a situation like this? Because they probably have a counterpart on their desk for the same region, Georgia, Moldova.
Yes, you work very closely with State Department and other interagency colleagues. I think one of the benefits of federal service is you get to work with a myriad range of organizations that have just top quality people. And one of the benefits was I actually worked at the State Department prior to my work at the Department of Defense for 2 years. So I understood the critical role that the State Department plays in a crisis and then managing the after effects. And we continue to work very closely with our State Department colleagues in shaping our foreign policy in the region.